Hey, what's up, Oz? Leaving you a message here. Overall, pretty good comeback today. Ended up 75. we had the straddles and SEP down 2.5. Oct up 4, Nov up 3, Dece up 4.5. But still our position looks a little bit hairy. Still looking to buy the 10-year, a little bit to sell the bonds, but mainly just buying in the 10-year. Now, straddles-wise, we're short 200. SEP straddles long 400 overall, looking to buy the 30 half strike in the 10-year, to get back to, you know, short small, maybe short 50 SEP straddles if possible, to cover the gamma. So really just, yeah, looking to buy that O half strike, or if you can't buy the O strike in the 10-year. Also, if you look at our span, we are paying theta to the downside, collecting a lot of theta to the upside. It's our bond combo. It's basically we need to sell bond 35 puts to buy the 10-year 30 half call. So a combination of selling the 5 strike in the bonds and buying the 10-year O half calls, slightly ratioed net long options, would be a good trade. Or if you could RFQ the 35-40 combo in the bonds, buying the call, you know, we need to do probably about 500 bond size combos there. So, you know, we could try to sell out the 2-strike, but primarily we need to buy the O half strike and then sell the 2-strike out. So I'd lean from the buy side in the 10-year. So that's what's going on. And then the 5-year, we kind of need that against the 10-year bond swap. So, you know, basically what I'm saying, lean from buying 10-year calls and then go from there. So, and then in the post, we need to get some odd combos done buying the call. You know, I don't know, giving up small edge to buy the call 500 times probably is a good idea, 10-year oct. Paper bought like 15,000 oct 3-half calls in the 5-year. Best level is like, let's see, it's like 0.6 over the end of day fit. We sold 600 that level. Against that, we bought 50 lot of 10-year oct straddles, like 2 under. So total is right here, long 400. We should probably stay long 400 ish until we can take off a little bit of the SEP risk, clean that up a little bit, and then maybe we can flatten out our straddle totals after that. But, you know, if paper's buying the SEP, you know, very small light on the offer. If they're selling it, you know, print 50 lots of straddles in the 10-year and then, you know, try to back up accordingly if you can. But as soon as the SEP comes in hard, like, if that is the case, which I don't think it will come in a bunch, but if it does, like, just watch your post bids for sure. I would think people would be, you know, itching to sell the post if they get their gamma back. So just heads up on that, and you know, trade diligently. So a couple different levels. I already told you the 15,000 lot of the 5-year odd calls, and then the 10-year straddles. But really what we're seeing is the calendar fly is pretty offered. The 5-year and bond dece are soft relative to the 10-year dece, and then the 5-year and bond oct are firm relative to the 10-year oct. So you might see 10-year oct pretty soft by itself. We wanted to lean long oct just because of the SEP, where the SEPs fit. So, you know, you can lower the 10-year oct if you need to, but just in general, if you start seeing oct bids, then you should probably be one of the better bids in the 10-year SEP as a point of reference. Paper also bought a couple thousand of like the bond dece 29-42 combo, buying the put. It's going to be like a tick over the end of day fit. We need to sell puts and combos, like I said, but it's mostly an oct, so it didn't really fit us a ton. Hopefully the skew calendar collapses a little bit tomorrow after the number. We got so many of them on though. But ideally, yeah, we do like 500 10-year OCC combos. We might pay up before the number tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And then outside of that, if you can get anything done like selling OCC iron flies anywhere, 5-year through bonds, we were legging selling an iron fly and bond OCC like a tick over. We could do more of that, specifically the 10-year, just because that's where we're the shortest strangles, 1,700 OCC strangles. So, yeah, like a ratioed like 15 delta strangle, 1.5 times, 2 times versus the straddle once, things like that. You know, I'd sell that like 0.6 under or something like that. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, if the 2-year goes bid, raise the 5-year width. There was a bunch of 5-year calls being bought, and so that's hanging in there. There was an OCC dece strangle package where paper was selling the OCC and buying the dece. We did a couple hundred of those and then bought the dece straddle against it. So I think in terms of time spreads in the 5-year, you'll see it a lot more fair than it has been. There is a little bit of dece interest, but there was 100 lot of 5-year dece straddles offered out a tick half under the end of day fit. 10-year markets, OCC dece a little bit firm. There was 100 lot of dece straddles offered 0.7 under the end of day fit. So OCC is probably quite soft in the 10-year. And then bonds are pretty round. OCC is probably sheets 4 over. Dece is more round than that. You'll probably see NOV calls and OCC calls pretty firm across in all products. Dece around, bond dece soft. So, yeah, just try to narrow down the strikes a little bit. Lean from buying the O half strike in 10-year SEP and go from there. All right, dude. See you tomorrow.